بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet and the believers of his family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We resume the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, and it is based on the explanation of our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullahu ta'ala rahmatan wasi'ah. We reached verse number 62. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Verily those who believe, and those who are Jews and Christians and Sabians, whoever believes in Allah and the last day and do righteous good deeds, shall have their reward with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the punishment inflicted on the children of Israel from humiliation and misery and the wrath they received from Allah upon them, here he makes it clear that the believers from the children of Israel and others, all of them shall have their reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this verse is linked to the previous verses in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said in the previous verse, وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, verily they drew the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in this verse he makes it clear that whoever believed from them and did righteous deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not keep him from getting the reward. And that's why he said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, and those, the Jews who believed, who believes in Allah and the last day and do righteous good deeds, from our Jews and Christians and Sabians, have their reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not wasted. On them shall be no fear. In the very beginning here in this verse, look at it. Allah said, those who believe. Here, this is in reference to the believers from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they are the ones who are entitled to be described with the al-Iman al-Mutlaq, the complete faith, because they believed in all the books and in all the messengers. This is a very important benefit. Then Allah said, and those who are Jews and Christians, the Jews, الَّذِينَ هَادُوا, the Jews, meaning those who were related to the religion of the Jews, which is Shari'at Musa, which is that of Musa alayhi salam. And النصارى, this is their correct name, النصارى, meaning those who are related to the religion of Isa alayhi salam, Jesus peace be upon him. Then Allah said, and the Sabians. There are many opinions as to who are the Sabians. The scholars from them who say that they are, number one, a group of Christians. This is an opinion from the scholars who said that they are a group from the Jews. And a third saying is that they are a group of the Magians. And a fourth saying, is that they are an independent nation with a specific religion. A fifth saying is that those who are not on a particular Sharia, particular religion, those who were on their fitra, on their natural inclination. And this is the closest meaning, such that if the messengers would reach them, they would believe in Allah and in the last day, and thus they will receive the reward and have no faith, have no fear, like the others who were mentioned, in this case the Jews and the Christians and the believers from this ummah. So they will have reward with Allah. This is something which Allah made incumbent upon Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the verse again. لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Shall have their reward with their Lord, with their Lord. Look at this statement, with their Lord. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added His Lordship to them out of particularization of honor and showing care for them. So this is caring from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making an honor to them by adding their mention to His Lordship and making dutiful upon Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward them. Therefore they will have reward unwasted. Not only that, on them shall be no fear. On them shall be no fear. خوف, here لا خوف عليهم. خوف, خوف here refers to the meaning of الهم من المستقبل, worried about the future. Allah said لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. What is الحزن? Is the worry on what had passed from what is beloved, grieving at that, أو ما حصل من مكروه, or grieving regarding what may have happened from something which they dislike. That's why if someone is touched by a calamity, it is said إنه محزون, he is محزون. Also الحزن could mean الخوف مما يستقبل, meaning to fear that which may occur in the future. As the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said to Abi Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, when he was with him in the cave, لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Here it means don't fear, and Allah knows best. So here ولا خوف عليهم, so they shall have no fear as to that which one normally fears concerning the future. Like for example, the punishment in the grave, the punishment in the fire of hell, and the like. and وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, they shall not grieve on that which passed from this life, because they moved to something better. This is concerning the believers. أما الكافر, as to the kafir, then he fears that which he neglected in this life. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Az-Zumar 39, 54, 56, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ أَنْ تَقُولَ نَفْسٌ يَا حَسْرَتَا عَلَى مَا فَضَّلْتُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ. And turn in repentance and in obedience with your true faith of Islam to your Lord and submit to Him before the torment comes upon you, then you will not be helped, and follow the best of that which is sent down to you from your Lord. Before the torment comes on you suddenly while you perceive not. أن تقول نفس, lest a person should say, alas, my grief that I was undutiful to Allah, meaning I have not done what Allah has ordered me to do, and I was indeed among those who mocked at the truth of Tawheed. So this is fear and grief. The benefits of this verse. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do injustice to anyone, because anyone who believes in Allah and in the last day, then he shall have reward, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares for him from that reward. He's going to be entitled for that reward because Allah made it dutiful upon himself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best in keeping the promise. And from the benefits is the fruit in faith, in having faith in Allah and in the last day. The fruit is gaining the reward of Allah and protection from fear and from grief. Fear as to what will come, and grief as to what had passed. Thirdly, that there is no difference between one kind and another. So those who were Jews and those who were Christians and the Sabians, they are like the believers if they believe in Allah and the last day. Although the believers from this ummah are distinguished over others, بأنهم أكثر أجرا, that they will have more reward. Fourth, the great reward for those who believe and do righteous deeds, because Allah said عند ربهم, with their Lord. And from the benefits is that reminding of the evils of a group, when that is mentioned, and if there are amongst them people of goodness, then those people of goodness should be mentioned, lest there can be a general criticism and a general blame. Why we say this? Because Allah in the previous verses mentioned concerning the children of Israel much of the evil that they had done. ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير حق. بغير الحق, as in the previous verse 61, that is because they belied the signs and verses of Allah and they killed the prophets wrongfully. Here now Allah makes clear that from them are those who are good, meaning those who believed in Allah and in the last day, from them, and that they shall have no fear and shall not grieve. So again, this verse is referring to the believers from this ummah and the believers from the Jews who believed in their prophet and in the believers of the Christians, those who from and the Sabians, and those who believed in Allah and in the last day. This is not of course referring to those who rejected the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, nor those who altered the religion of Jesus or that of Moses. These are excluded, these are not included in this, they are not believers. So some people abuse this verse, and this should be made very clear. They abuse this verse and they try to make it applicable on all the Jews and all the Christians. Then we move, inshallah, now to the verse 63. Allah says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك فلولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين. وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم, and all children of Israel, remember when we took your covenant, and the covenant is the asserted form of a covenant. سمي, it is called ميثاق because it is taken from the Arabic al-withaq, which is the rope used to tie the captive by. So it must be firm and asserted form of covenant. وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ, when we took your covenant and we raised above you the mount, the known mount. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised it above the children of Israel when they laxed in their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a warning to them. And then Allah said, hold fast, after reminding them of this, hold fast, خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ, hold fast to that which we have given you, meaning accept what we gave you from the Torah. As Allah said, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ, those whom we had given the book. And not only take, but بِقُوَّةٍ وَعْمَلُوا بِهِ بِقُوَّةٍ, meaning act hold fast and act according to it with firmness and execution and application. The opposite of that would be is a person taking something in a laxed way, which will indicate laziness. So خذوا هذا الكتاب, take this book, the Torah which Musa brought you, in a way, in an asserted and firm way, not neglecting anything of it. This is the meaning. وَذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ, and remember all that's therein, and act upon. Why? There comes the reason. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may become pious, So the one who's going to take this covenant, in this manner which Allah described, this would lead to taqwa, to fear of Allah, complying to His commands and abstaining from His prohibitions. Because acts of obedience lead to more of the same nature, lead to more of the acts of obedience. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah in 2:183, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ What for? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So, الطَّاعَاتُ يَجُرُّ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا Acts of obedience lead to more of the same nature. Because when the person... Oh, here's the verse. So you believe, observe الصِّيَام, the fasting, is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you. For what purpose? That you may become pious. So the acts of obedience lead to more of the same nature. That is because obedience, when the person tastes the this obedience, he becomes actively motivated and seeks another to do of the same, another obedience, nourishing his heart. And the more he nourishes his heart in this obedience, he seeks more from another. The opposite is true with respect to disobedience and sins, because it entails alienation between Allah and between the slave, and desolation. And the same thing, sins lead to more of the same kind. And we have examined this in the previous verses, as in 2:61, ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله. This is one. ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق. Secondly, ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. That was because they used to disbelieve in the verses in ayat, lessons of Allah. This is one. And killed the prophets wrongfully. Second, that was because they disobeyed and used to transgress the bounds. One leading to the other. So after this warning, and that the mount is above them, during that time they submitted. They submitted. قال الله تعالى وإذ نطقنا الجبل فوقهم كأنه ظل وظنوا أنه واقع بهم خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة. As in Surah Al-A'raf 7:171. And remember when we raised the mountain over them as if it had been a canopy, and they thought that it was going to fall on them. It's over. We said, hold firmly, hold firmly to what we have given you, meaning the Torah, and remember that which is therein, act on its commandments so that you may fear Allah and obey Him. So during that moment, they rushed to prostration. However, they tilted aside during the prostration, looking at the mount, fearing from it to befall upon them. And that's why it is said, إِنَّ سُجُودَ الْيَهُودِ إِلَى الْآنِ سُجُودٌ مَائِلٌ كَأَنَّمَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى شَيْءٍ فَوْقَهُمْ. That the prostration of the Jews up till now is something tilted to the side, as if they are looking to something above them. And I will mention something about this benefit of inclining in their salah and their sujood later, inshallah. I'll keep it to the end. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ. This is the second verse 64. Then after that you turned away from what? From the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, after what? After the mount was raised above them. It means this turning to Allah and submission that took place when the mount was above you, after that you turned away and you forgot it. You forgot that the one who threatened you with this mount may bring it again on you one more time. Then Allah reminds them of His favors. Right after that, the same verse, please. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. But had it not been for the grace and mercy of Allah upon you, indeed you would have been among the losers. What is the grace and mercy of Allah upon them? Is sending the messengers and clearing the path for them. Other than that, indeed you would have been among the losers, meaning those who lost this life and the hereafter, winning nothing therefrom, because the worst of losers are the disbelievers. They neither benefited from this life nor from the hereafter. The points of benefits. Point one, the reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the children of Israel as to the covenant He took from them. And this reminder entails that they must take with this covenant, that it is abiding upon them. This is the first benefit. The second, the transgression of the children of Israel, in the sense that they didn't believe except when the mount was raised above them as if it was a canopy, and thought that it is falling upon them. There they obeyed, submitted, and believed. This type of faith in reality resembles the faith of the one who is obliged, whereby it is said to him, either you believe or you will be killed. The third point of benefit, making clear the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His ability, where He said, وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ, we raised above you the mount. No one of creation can raise this mount and make it a canopy held above except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is the creator of creation. So these magnificent and heavy stones Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held by His ability. And fourthly, it is incumbent upon the people, the believers, in the religion of Allah is to take their book with firmness, not with weakness. And without compromise, there must be strength in applicability and in calling, also in application upon oneself and in calling others to that without laxing, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Naml 27:125, ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. Because the matter cannot be accomplished except through this. Surah An-Naml, verse 125. ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. This should be instead, I believe, instead of An-Naml, it should be An-Nahl. So this would be 16:125. This would be, instead of An-Naml, it is An-Nahl. 16:125. Invite mankind, O Muhammad, to the way of your Lord, meaning Islam, with wisdom and fair preaching, and argue with them in a way that is better. Truly your Lord knows best who has gone astray from his path, and he is the best aware of all those who are guided. And the fifth benefit is that taking by the revealed book necessitates taqwa, leads to taqwa, leads to piety. And from the points of benefit of these verses is the meanness of the children of Israel, because after the mount was put back to its original place, they turned away, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Then you turned away after that. And this is from meanness, because they should have remembered. I mean, it's dutiful for them to do that, that the raising of the mount above them so that they become straight and upright, and to take firmly with the book. Rather, they turned away. Look at this, they turned away after they saw the signs. Subhanallah, they turned away after they saw the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the point of benefits that man should not think himself independent concerning the success for guidance, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, reminded them in these verses, فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, had it not been for the grace and the mercy of Allah upon you, لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, otherwise you would have been from the losers. The ninth point of benefit is affirming the grace and the favors of Allah upon the children of Israel in that which He gave them from the universal, kauni, and legal, shar'i signs. From the universal signs and the legal signs. And from the points of benefit is affirming the causes. Affirming the causes. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. It is the verse there. Had it not been for the grace of Allah and mercy upon you, what will happen? Indeed, you would have been among the losers. This is a manifestation of this matter, affirming the causes and their effects, and their effects. The verse number 65. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And indeed you knew those amongst you who transgressed in the matter of the Sabbath, meaning Saturday. We said to them, be you monkeys, despised and rejected. The address is to the children of Israel. That indeed you knew, certainly you knew, and perfectly you knew. الَّذِينَ اَعْتَدُوا مِنْكُمْ, those amongst you who transgressed in the matter of السبت, the Sabbath, meaning in the matter of the decree which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed upon them concerning the day of Saturday. In that matter, Allah forbade them to work and to fish on that day, so that they will give full time to worship. This is the decree. So how Allah did test them? How did He test them? He tested them by making available abundant fish on the day of Saturday, that it will come, the fish on top of the water. Then after that they don't see it. So they resorted to the trick to catch the fish. How did they do that? Can somebody tell me how did they do that? Can some people remember that? Does anyone know? How was their trick? Okay. They put the nets on Friday. So on Saturday, the fish would come and get caught. Then they will pick it up on Sunday, saying, we didn't really catch the fish on Saturday. So Allah said to them, كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. Be you monkeys, despised and rejected, humiliated. And so they became. Allah turned them into monkeys. Then Allah said in the next verse, فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا, verse 66. No, they are not. No. So we made what? جَعَلْنَاهَا. What's the reference here? The subject in جَعَلْنَاهَا, we made it. The people of tafsir differed. Would this mean this is in reference to the town, or is it in reference to the punishment? So we made this punishment as an example, so that people don't return to that for which they had been punished. Then Allah said, punishment, an example to their own, لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا. Again, here there is a difference of opinion. Is this in reference to the town, meaning that which is close to these towns from the front, وَمَا خَلْفَهَا, meaning and to the towns from behind, because the people of the towns knew of the punishment, and thus it became an example to them. This is one meaning. The other meaning is that مَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا, meaning as to what will come afterwards, and وَمَا خَلْفَهَا, meaning as to that which preceded. But there is a problem with this saying, because that which preceded has gone, and there can be no benefit for them as an example. Unless what is intended here is those of the present time and to those who will succeed, and we made this punishment an example to their own present and to the succeeding generations, and a lesson to those who are pious. The benefits, from the benefits of these two verses: number one, scolding the Jews present at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for not believing in him, for not believing in him. How is this? Because they knew as to what happened to their former generations from the punishment because of their disobedience, and therefore it should have been incumbent upon them to take as an example so that they keep away from disobeying Allah and His Messenger, and thus believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That they didn't do, except for the very few. Second point of benefit: forbiddance of tricks, and that the one who resorts to these tricky ways regarding that which is unlawful, then his case is a transgressor. Because Allah referred to them those who transgressed on the Sabbath. Rather, resorting to tricks in order to do that which is unlawful is even greater in sin than doing the haram, than indulging in the forbidden act. You mean openly, without any kind of a trick. Why is it more sinful and greater in sin? Because it combines two things. The trick here combines two things. Number one, disobedience, and the second is deception. That's why the hypocrites were worse in their enmity to the believers from the open kafirs. One of the righteous predecessors by the name of Ayyub al-Sikhtiani rahimahullah, he said concerning these people of tricks that these people deceive Allah as they deceive the children. Had they done the matter openly, that would have been easier. And he, rahimahullah, spoke the truth. and know that the tricks lead to a lot of mischief. And if you want to benefit concerning this issue, then go to the book of Ighasat al-Lahfan to Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah and others. Nevertheless, if you ponder on the trick of the Jews concerning the Sabbath, and also their trick in selling the fat of the dead animal when it was forbidden for them to do that, what they did, they melted it and they sold it and took the price. And if you do that, if you ponder on these tricks of the Jews and you examine the tricks done by some Muslims today concerning riba and other things concerning usury, you will find that the tricks of some of the Muslims today are even worse than those of the Jews. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them. And are we secure? And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade us from this. He said, don't do that which the Jews did, so you make lawful the unlawful which Allah made through the meanest of tricks. So the one who is resorting to tricks is really indulging in the haram, resorting to tricks concerning the practice of the unlawful is really indulging, is falling into the unlawful, and the trick doesn't benefit him. The third benefit of these two verses, making clear the wisdom of Allah in the relationship between the punishment and the sin. The punishment and the sin. Because the punishment on those tricky Jews who were made despicable and despised monkeys when compared to the sin which they did, in the sense that they did something in form, it may look allowable, but in reality it is not, and thus the form of the monkey is similar to the human, but it is not human. And all of this, now this relationship between the punishment and the sin, is because the punishment is in fitting to the kind of wrong done, or to the good done, or the reward or the recompense is from the kind of action done, is related to it. And this is maybe indicated in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ankabut 29:40, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. So just examine here, the shape of the monkey is similar to the human, but not human in reality. Is this clear, inshallah? So we punished each of them for his sins. Of them were some on whom we sent a violent wind, to the end of the verses. But what is the point of evidence here is the beginning of the verse. So we punished each of them for their sins, yani according to their sins. From the benefits, yes, alhamdulillah, is the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made clear. Because Allah said, كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ, you be despised and rejected monkeys. And instantaneously they turned into monkeys. And from the benefits is affirming the speech of Allah, because Allah said فَقُلْنَا, we said, be despised monkeys, we said. So this affirms the speech of Allah. 6 point of benefit: those who were transformed into monkeys from the Jews of this town, those who transgressed on the Sabbath, on Saturday, and as those who didn't, called to not indulge in this evil, they were saved. This is another group. And those who kept silent concerning the transgression of the Jews, and they didn't share in their act, Allah didn't mention anything about them, so we don't mention anything about them. Is this clear, inshallah? So we have this group who were turned into despised monkeys for their transgression, then those who commanded not to do this evil, Allah saved them. As to those who didn't say anything to these transgressors and did not share in their evil, Allah didn't say anything regarding them, so we don't mention them either. From the points of benefit is that punishment is an example for others, meaning those who don't indulge in the same wrong. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the stories of those who belied the messengers, so that we take heed, and in them there is an example. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Yusuf in 12:1111, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ, indeed in their stories there is a lesson for men of understanding. From the benefits is that those who benefit from these lessons and these examples are therefore the men of understanding and the pious. Benefit number 10th benefit: admonition is of two types, kauni, universal, and shar'i, legal. The admonition in this verse is kauniya, meaning universal. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicted the punishment, which is a lesson for those present then and those who succeed, and also an admonition to the pious and people of understanding. So So therefore this admonition is kauniya, universal. As to the legal form of admonition, it is like the saying of Allah in Surah Yunus in chapter 10 verse 57, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. O mankind, there has come to you a good advice from your Lord. This is what? The revelation, the Quran. And a healing for that in your breasts, a guidance and mercy for the believers. Now the universal type of admonition is much more effective, is much more intense in its effectiveness concerning the people who have hard, rocky hearts. And the other type, the legal admonition, الشرعي, the legal, is more effective or greater in effectiveness upon the hearts of those who know Allah, whose hearts are soft, because the benefit of the believer in the revelations is more than his benefits in those pre-decreed matters. And from the benefits of this verse, of these verses, is that those who benefit from the admonitions are the pious. As to those who are impious, those don't benefit either from the universal, neither from the universal nor from the legal, meaning from both they don't benefit at all. So he may look at the admonitions, the universal admonition, and say that these are natural phenomena only. And in another sense, he may benefit from them by being under, he can't escape them. In that sense, he can't escape the pre-decree, and he still may not benefit at all. Look at, for example, in 52:44, وَإِنْ يَرَوْا كِسَفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ سَاقِطًا يَقُولُ سَحَابٌ مَرْكُومٌ. In Surah Al-Tur, verse 44, and if they were to see a piece of the heaven falling down, this is universal admonition, you know what they will say? They would say, clouds gathered in heaps. Clouds gathered in heaps. Now, let us take an example how they may benefit out of necessity by the universal admonition. Let us take that. Take in 29:65, Al-Ankabut. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. Very clear. And when they embark on a ship, they invoke Allah, making their faith pure for Him only. But when He brings them safely to land, behold, they give a share of their worship to others. So out of necessity, when the wind blows at them and they are about to sink or drown, so they benefit from that. They resort to Allah and return to Him alone. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts them to shore safely, they give a share of their worship to others. Also, another example in 31-32, وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالظُّلَلِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا كُلُّ خَتَّارٍ كَفُورٍ. And when a wave covers them like shades, when a wave covers them like shades, like clouds or the mountains of sea water, this is an admonition, this is universal admonition. They invoke Allah. Look, they return to Allah, they invoke Him, making their invocations for Him alone sincere. But when He brings them safe to land, there are among them those that stop in the middle between belief and disbelief. But none denies our signs except every perfidious ungrateful. From the benefits is that the benefits of taqwa, the benefits of piety, and there are so many of them. From the benefits of piety is that the believer gives heed and benefits from the universal and legal admonitions of Allah the Most High. On this note, the benefits come to an end concerning these two verses, 65 and 66 of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2 of the Noble Quran. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.